This is New England Public Radio. Massachusetts has surpassed 8,000 deaths since the first official death from the coronavirus in the state. More than half of those were residents of long-term care facilities, and a huge majority of the deaths were people age 70 or older. Fewer than 5% of the deaths were people in their 50s, like Mary Crimmins.
So many things thinking about her make me smile. You know, she would write my mother a note and she would sign it, "Your loving daughter, Mary Kay Crimmins."
That's Susan, who fondly recalls the unique smile and laugh of her 57-year-old sister who lived in Longmeadow.
She'd always been in a group home setting since she was 22. She knew that she was, you know, quote unquote, a little different. She knew she had Down syndrome, but she never let that stand in the way.
Susan says when they were young, Mary was just one of the five Crimmins siblings who enjoyed running, bicycling, and downhill skiing. Mary loved working at McDonald's, movies, music, and a good party.
The only person I knew who was just excited to have another birthday and turn another year older. "Can you believe I'm going to be 57? You know, and I was like, oh gosh, Mary, you know, most people don't want to talk about their age, but nope, she loved it. And her birthday was July 28th, and she would start talking about it the next year on the 29th of July. It was the biggest holiday of the year for her. She just loved it.
Mary got a kick out of making the extra effort and wearing makeup and cultivating her own fashion sense.
You know, you might say, oh, that bow's too big. That didn't matter to Mary. If she wanted it, she was going to wear it. Or that pocketbook's maybe a little too much for you. Nope, if she liked it, she liked it.
Susan says Mary liked to have the glitter and the flash, and she loved jewelry.
She was in the hospital, you know, for the week before she passed, and she was on a ventilator. And my sister Jennifer said she was talking to the nursing staff, and they're like, oh, she still has a ring on, even when she was sick. You know, she still went to her go-to accessories and always tried to look her best. She was just a character in so many ways. Really, really sweet person and a wonderful sister.
Susan Crimmins' sister, Mary Catherine Crimmins, passed away on May 31st from COVID-19. She was 57 years old. For New England Public Radio, I'm Carrie Healy.